Hey guys, we're about to go live to discuss South Park Season 20 finale. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I'm never going to give you up.
Oh, yeah. Never gonna let oh, I like this. I like this.
Can we just rickroll everybody for like...
This is too good to even be a rib. Yeah. You know what? That would be kind of funny. Let's just let it roll.
Yeah. Let's do that. I know I've never heard the slowed down version of this, but I am loving it.
I am this close to downloading it on iTunes right now.
Yes. So guys, thanks so much for joining us. I'm Jesse Zahner. You can find me on all social media at Athletic, and we are about to discuss the finale of South Park Season 20 and my co-host.
Episode 10. Hey everybody, I'm Christy Olson, and you guys can always reach out to me at Christy Reports.
Yes, so this is an interesting episode because I know when we talked last week, we made some predictions about what we thought was going to happen this week.
We knew there wasn't enough time left to answer all our questions.
Right.
And we were concerned.
Yeah.
And our concern was justified.
And I think that's something that we've been talking about for weeks, but I just feel like after this episode, we have so many questions unanswered about a lot of things, mainly the member berries.
Yeah, member berries?
I know. Do you member the member berries? Seriously.
Do Trey and Matt member berries?
I know. It's so funny because they played such a big role in this season at the beginning, and then we don't see them for a while, and then we catch them at the end just for like a glimpse.
I know there's a lot of speculation that the entire plan for like the whole last half of the season had to change because of the election, but the idea that they just decided to not wrap that up and just do away with it, or you know, maybe we did see a little glimmer at the end, so maybe it's not over entirely, but we can look at the indication from the title of this episode. Right. What is it? The serialized...
The end of serialization as we know it.
Yes. Maybe we're not going to get a continuation of any of these storylines, and there's not going to be a continuing storyline next season. I mean, are the member berries going to get their moment?
I don't know. I hope so. I loved the member berries, and I thought everybody was loving the member berries, because it's like, I would go to the gym, I would go to work, and everybody would be membering everything. So I was shocked when we didn't see them in the last couple episodes. So what do you think, if they are done with those storylines over a season, do you think that you want it to go back to that, or are you going to miss the storyline?
No, I really, really preferred when there was not a serialized storyline.
Yeah,
it kind of threw me off last season, too, although last season I would give a little better rating than this one.
Yeah.
Not that either one were terrible at all. Both had their moments for sure, and there were some episodes this season that made me laugh out loud.
Yeah.
But I kind of like to start fresh, and with a show like this, it almost seems like trying too hard or being too, I don't want to say like self-righteous, but it's like we don't need South Park to have this grand arc of like social commentary throughout the season. No, just give us like weird, gross, funny, stupid stuff. Kill everybody off and then they're all alive the next episode. That's okay.
Yeah, exactly. So let's go back. Let's come back to what we thought of season 20. But let's first go through what we saw in episode 10, the finale. So let's start with Eric and Heidi, because Eric has come to this realization that things with Heidi just aren't as great as they seemed on the surface. He's starting to realize that girls are only smart, but they're not funny. And there's, what does he say? He's like, there's only one reason women need us. He tells Elon Musk, there's only one reason women need us, for semen and for jokes. And he's like,
count them one. Yeah. One reason.
He's like, that's two reasons. And he's like, yeah, but they go hand in hand. So he finds out all this time he's been trying to get Heidi to figure out this equation so that they can get to Mars. And she finally has figured it out. And he's trying to go around to the engineers and tell them, we don't want to go to Mars, because I realized once you get to Mars, it's going to look all nice and it's going to be really fun and you're going to be really happy. But then when you look around, it's all women and you ask yourself, where are the men? And here they're trapped underground because men are useless and women don't need them anymore, except for semen and jokes.
which is entirely plausible. However, did I miss something where he got this from, or he just completely made this up in his head and he acknowledged that, right?
So what he did just make this up in his head, but I think he had vision. He's a visionary now.
Right, that's
right.
He
had visions when he was coming to SpaceX of what Mars would be like, but it wasn't until he brought Heidi there and she started figuring it all out that he figured it out as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the struggle that he's dealing with right now. Aside from that, Kyle and Ike have, as we
said, the shining star in this whole storyline.
Yes, and I actually think it was the best part of the show, too, was agreed. Kyle and Ike had locked their mom in the pantry last episode, and she's still locked in this episode, which is great. And they...
She's mad.
Oh, yeah. She's really mad. Well, it's so funny because the episode with Kyle starts out as him on the computer, exactly like Gerald used to be when he was trolling.
Same mannerisms, the whole thing.
Right. The music, everything. And he has all of his buddies online. And he's getting them all to, you know, give him... I guess feed him lines on what would piss people off. Like Beyonce is what? Beyonce is like a Taylor Swift
knockoff
or something. Yeah.
She was only around 10 years before Taylor. See, it makes me angry.
Exactly.
That was cute because it's like, oh, he can't even come up with stuff that's that terrible on his own. That's so sweet.
In the meantime, Ike. Yeah, exactly. In the meantime, Ike is like cold-blooded killer online. He is feeding these lines to Kyle, and Kyle's like, we're going to have to, you know,
wash your mouth out.
Yeah, after all of this. So while him and Ike are trolling, his mom gets out and she is a mess. She's had it. Yeah, she is.
Perfect! She was like sweating. She had stains.
Yeah.
I mean,
her hair was a mess. Yeah, she had it with those guys. So she comes in the room and she sees them online and she's like, you guys are grounded from the computer for the rest of your life. But Kyle has to save his family. So him and Ike bail by jumping out the window.
That was a good moment.
Yeah.
Parachuting.
So in the meantime, Gerald is still at Troll Trace and we see him. He's locked in the conference room. And the trolls somehow get on the TV and they're talking to him and they want him to go and try to pull Troll Trace offline because it's about to go live.
Somebody's got to do something.
Yeah. So I don't understand how they're talking to him.
Like,
how did they get out of...
You know what? If I'm being entirely honest, I have to say that my lack of being super excited about this season just kind of turns into a bit of disinterest, and I have a hard time recalling the details. Like, I'm thinking of when I'm really into a show, I'm like, oh yeah, this happened and this happened and this happened. And with this, it's like I can't even remember because I don't think I really care that much.
Yeah, somehow they got out of their chairs and they're talking to him through the TV. And
that was that a Rickroll or something last episode?
Last episode when they unveiled the Rickroll, they opened up a screen that connected the two rooms together with the trolls and the engineers.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay. You remember? And then...
Remember. Sorry.
Yeah. No, thank you. So they're talking to him and they want him to get out of the conference room and basically go stop Troll Trace from going live.
Mm-hmm. Did we think he could do it? I had faith in him.
Yeah. I mean, I had faith in him as well. I mean, he's the best troll around. He's not going to let this go because he doesn't want his wife to find out and his life to be ruined and everybody to come for him after he has been trolling everybody online. So Troll Trace ends up going live for maybe about 10 to 15 to 20 minutes. Maybe.
Dun, dun, dun!
So after Kyle and Ike jump out the window, Mom is on a terror. She has to find them. She's, you know, searching for them, and she finds herself at this house, and the woman is telling her that Troll Trace is live, and she's all upset because she was reading all the sites that her husband was on.
Poor Laura.
Yeah.
He was on not one, but three. What is it? Dating but married or looking but married?
Yeah, it's like that big scandal that happened.
The Ashley Madison thing?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Which was insane because there were so many, like, weird things that happen with, like, celebrities. There were, like,
celebrities on it. Yeah.
Like, that one guy from...
There was a housewife husband, from what I remember, a couple of them.
It was the guy from 20 Kids and Counting or 19 Kids and Counting or whatever. Do you remember that big scandal?
Yes.
Yeah, and he had, like, that kid went through some shit. But anyway, so it's, it's like that. She saw that he was on all this stuff. So what is her name? Sheila?
Laura. Which, it was Laura, wasn't it?
Yeah, and what is Kyle's mom's name? Sheila, I think.
Yes, it's Sheila.
Okay. Yeah. Sheila sits down, and I expected her to type in Gerald's name.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
But she types in Ike.
Well, Ike was, or, Gerald was never a question to her.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Honest,
but it was always Ike that was getting in trouble.
So she, because she, I guess, knew that he was watching porn with people peeing on each other or something. Oh, that's remember right. that?
Yeah.
That was his excuse. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you're right. So she had no reason to
suspect him.
To suspect Gerald. And she's, mm-hmm. she later says, you know, oh, I have to respect his privacy.
Yeah, and she definitely seems like one of those moms who's a mom first and a wife second.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh yeah,
like
for sure.
Just crazy hardcore moms.
Yeah. And she was not having it with Ike and Kyle. So she looks up Ike, and it kind of clears his name because she realizes that his online record's clean.
He's just emailing and Googling.
Yeah.
Nothing too crazy.
So she is, you know, she's like, oh my gosh, I have to go find them and I'm so sorry. And she starts to leave and Laura's like, aren't you going to look up Gerald? And so she's like,
this
no.
woman is miserable and she wants Sheila exactly. to be miserable too.
I know. And that's how they get you. So right at the end... Well, towards the end, we see her starting to look up Gerald's name. Mm-hmm. And we'll get to what happens then. Whoa. Aside from that, President Garrison is basically useless. He has no idea what's going on. He's making the stank face. People are telling him what's happening, and he's not really sure. At one point, he goes and gives Kyle a pep talk to keep trolling online because it's working. But he has no idea what's going on, and it's pure chaos where he's at. There's a man running around on fire. And he's just President Garrison.
As expected.
Yep.
Right?
That's where we're at.
There's that social commentary.
Yeah, that's where we're at right now, guys. So, good luck. And then...
I love that. Good luck, America.
Yeah, good luck. So that's where we're at.
Love Athletic.
Yes. But basically, how it all ends is that... So Gerald is confronted.
Yes, well, explain it to me, girl.
Yeah. Actually, I might need you to explain it. Gerald is basically Gerald gets out of the conference room by pressing 9, which was the code. It was really tough. And he gets up there, he pulls the first lever, and I think he has to pull one more and then it will shut everything down.
Mm-hmm.
So as he's going to get the second one, the founder of Troll Trace comes out and they go kind of back and forth about the trolling and how it's funny if Gerald's doing it, but it's not funny if this guy's doing it on a bigger scale,
mm-hmm.
which kind of has a lot to do with America right now, I guess, and how we troll people online and how now we have a troll as the president and we don't think actually that's kind of trolling me because remember how I was telling you, I sometimes troll people on Twitter.
Yes.
And now I don't like that we have a troll as our president. And so,
are you afraid that he's going to troll
you?
So
it's funny when I do it online, but it's just not funny when he does it.
I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's totally my situation. I'm basically Gerald. So they...
You're going to go home and Photoshop some bees in people's mouths?
Exactly. So...
you seem like the type, girl.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. If I don't know how to do that, but... so in the end, he... kicks him in the balls and throws him over the edge and he shuts everything down. SpaceX blows up in the meantime and Troll Trace, as soon as she presses enter on Gerald's name, it shuts down.
Done.
So Gerald, congratulations. He accomplished his mission.
He broke the internet, just like Kim Kardashian.
I know. He did break the internet.
Do you think that's what gave them the idea for this? Because I'm thinking around the time that they would have been like brainstorming. That was in the summer. I feel like, when that photo shoot came out.
Yeah.
That would have been around the time that they were, like, brainstorming for the season and probably gearing up. Like, they were like, break the internet.
Yeah, we need to break the internet.
We need to break the internet in season 20.
That's a good thought.
And also the idea that they made Gerald look like a troll this episode, like, physically.
He did look like a troll. When he dressed up in their uniform, yes, he looked like a troll.
And I think it's more of the guys hanging around and going, hey, Joe kind of looks like a troll. What if he were a troll? I got 10 episodes ready.
I love that. And then we'll have to change our plan for the next 10. Wait, this is only 10. That's right. Oh, remember when there used to be like 18 episodes in a season? And they would do two halves?
I know. So speaking of member. Anyway. No. So speaking of member, we do see the member berries at the end.
Mm-hmm.
They're just sitting in the White House, like all lined up.
They're still an army, apparently. Yeah. And so should still be feared or still have some power. I don't know. Yeah. I could, even if they don't do a continuing storyline next year, I wouldn't mind seeing the member berries pop up. I mean, they could be like a Towley or someone who comes around every once in a while.
Oh my God, I love Towley.
I know, yeah. I do too. And with Christmas time coming up, we haven't had a proper South Park Christmas episode in so many seasons. Like,
right.
Well, I mean, there was the Cosby one, but that's not.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't exactly warm and cheerful.
So the very last thing that happens in this episode, so after Troll Trace is shut down, basically the internet itself is completely deleted. Like, everything's gone. There's no history. We can start from scratch. Actually, that sounds pretty good right now. I feel like that would be really interesting.
I just put so much time into building stuff on the internet.
I know. I know. Sorry. I just think that would be actually really interesting. To start the whole internet over again.
I wonder if people, like, when people think of that, they think they would do things differently. The threat of having everything you've done on the internet would make you think twice about it. But we all know that's not true.
Right. So the first email that's sent out after the entire internet is destroyed is a dick pic.
A dick pic, and what did he say in it too, right? Oh, and he calls him a name. Yeah,
yeah, so, exactly.
So the picture and the derogatory term, of course.
Is the first email to go out. So, yeah, that's where we ended.
Wow.
Yeah. So I guess I'm disappointed because, like I said before, the member berries were such a big part of this season and they confused me at times. So I wanted to know what that was about and that they kept bringing J.J. Abrams up with that.
Yes.
And I'm like, what the hell are the member berries and are we ever going to see them again?
Who's the villain?
They just like left and like we never heard from them
again. Well, they alluded to The Force Awakens a little bit in this episode with the final confrontation between the troll and Gerald.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Reminded of a famous death scene in The Force Awakens.
Okay.
Which I haven't seen, but I know what you're referencing.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that.
So, there was a lot of allusions to Force Awakens in this episode. So they've been doing it little by little throughout the past couple of episodes to kind of keep it in, but I agree, the member berries were just kind of dropped.
Yeah, so the member berries were dropped. And the other thing that I thought was really weird is I know last episode, or maybe it was two episodes ago, I had said I haven't seen Kenny since the episode in which they took Cartman out to the house to destroy all of his computer, all of his electronics.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, so I was like, all of this time, I'm like, where the hell is Kenny and what is he doing? Because I thought he was behind the scenes doing something.
Wasn't there, something happened with him, didn't it?
Well, he was.
Can't believe that I can't sit here and think. You know, South Park used to be one of my favorite shows,
right?
And I'd watch every episode more than once before the new one would come out. And the fact that I'm like, I can't really remember what happened a few episodes ago. It's disappointing to me.
Yeah. So I mean, I haven't seen him, and then he just pops up basically online.
Did something happen with Kenny? Did they kill him off again or something? Well, Am I making that up because I wanted something to happen?
For a tiny bit as one of Kyle's correspondents in this one.
Yeah.
For like, Kyle, give me something crappy to say.
Right.
But in terms of something happened to him, I'll check the chat real quick.
Yeah.
I must just be making that up because I want there to be a reason. I want there to be an explanation. I want there to have been something that happened.
Kenny all of this time?
Yeah. No, you're totally right.
But I haven't seen him since that episode. And now all of a sudden he shows up to help Kyle troll.
Mm-hmm.
So I just was unsure of what that was about or where the hell Kenny was. But this also could have just been their struggle to change the storyline. Well, I don't know that they had a whole storyline planned out, but I think they had ideas of where they wanted to go. And then when Trump won things had to get changed.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you never write something before it happens in real life. Because that's happened with other things, too. Like when the Red Sox won the World Series the first time in 86 years, they were filming Fever Pitch, and it was a story about this guy. Have you ever seen this movie? About this guy who likes baseball. I remember
it had some pretty big stars in it, right?
Yeah, and he is a Red Sox fan, and it was supposed to end with the Red Sox losing, because that's what the Red Sox always do. And then they ended up winning the World Series, so then they had to change the end. So,
wow. Good thing I don't watch sports.
Yeah.
I would have been incredibly disappointed by that.
I found an interesting theory about Kenny. The fact that this season was about social media and phones and tablets, and Kenny's family's poor.
You're
so
right.
He can't really afford that sort of stuff.
But at the same time, he's trolling. True. He was trolling online at the end, right?
Fair. He could have been at a public
library.
Yeah. Could have been at a library.
So he has little access to electronics. That makes sense.
And they're still living in Sotosopa, so...
Yeah.
Or maybe, you know, just chuck it up to being Mysterion. Maybe he was just too busy being Mysterion and trying to save the day.
Forgot about Sotosopa, too, but maybe that's where the member berries are.
Yeah. The other thing that I really missed this season was, as everybody probably knows by now, Randy. Because I love Randy, and he's, like, he's so funny. And
you, like, really love Randy.
I love Randy. Like, no, light in my life for South Park, and like he just had such a little role. Like every time he was doing something, I was like, yes, come on, bring Randy back out. And last season was so much about him.
Oh yeah.
That this season, like, I was hoping Gerald would turn into somebody like Randy, like as funny and as good as Randy, but
interesting.
He just can't compare to Randy.
So
So that's
your main complaint.
That's the main complaint for season 20 for me. Although I do think that there were some really funny episodes that I liked along the way. I'm not thrilled about this finale. Mm-hmm. I just didn't, you know, it just didn't clear everything up, and it just, you know.
No, and historically, there have been a lot of fans who can say, hey, you know, maybe the finales haven't always been the best episode of this season.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But the thing is, we put our expectations up really high for South Park.
We did. And I really...
And rightfully so.
Yeah. And I thought, like, the member berries were going to have a huge part of this last episode. And I really thought that they were just going to do something crazy, play a huge part of this, or South Park was just going to, like, Rickroll us again at the end and just end like that. Something funny and out there, but this is what we got.
They could have been real lazy and just Rickrolled the entire episode.
They should have just like started with like 5 minutes of whatever and then just Rickrolled us. And...
Think of like the news headlines that would make. Yeah. You know, everybody would be talking about South Park again.
So anything else that you want to add your thoughts on season 20 of South Park?
I mean, I think, you know, Sheila gave it life.
She did.
For sure. In lieu of Randy and his antics. That could be appreciated. I like Heidi.
Yes, I love Heidi.
And I'm wondering if she'll continue to be someone that we see a lot or no. Mm-hmm. I loved Wendy, though, too. I'd like to get Wendy back in that. Like, if we need these power.
Right. Well, and I think that's something about South Park. They haven't had, like, a dominant, like, female role. Like, they just haven't had, like, I don't know if they haven't had success with it or they just haven't done it. But Wendy was... I mean, is to me probably one of the biggest females that they've had in the show. And then she didn't play a big part in this season, really. Heidi was it.
Right. She's been used. Wendy was used a lot more in every other season. Now that you say it, I kind of wasn't even.
But they broke up, so.
That's true.
She's done with the boys. So
that happens a lot in Hollywood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
you got to write one person off the show when the couple breaks up. That's why they say don't date your co-stars, Wendy.
So, you know, I don't know what we're going to see for season 21. Is there going to be a season 21?
Oh, my gosh. Even just when you say the word season 21, I'm like, dang.
I know.
What an accomplishment that is to take a show to 21 seasons. It's
crazy. Especially a show like this where the writing is so well done, like time after time. Even though I'm not a huge fan of this episode specifically, it's still like the writing in each of these episodes is so good. And to go for 20 seasons, you have to be, I mean, obviously very talented and creative.
Right. But. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it reminds you that this is why they had to do something like having continuing storylines last couple seasons, because they got to do something different. Right. They're probably just bored. It's probably to entertain them. They probably don't care what anyone says.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I did come to a realization today that this episode is now speaking to me about my trolling. And my trolling's funny, but Trump's is not. So I just need to tone it down a notch.
I'm going to go look at your Twitter now, girl.
It's so funny because if I'm going on my Twitter, there's probably not much trolling on there right now anyways. But no. I just feel like I'm a troll on there.
You're a troll on the inside?
Yes, exactly. But I do wonder about Heidi, too, because if we look to season 21, maybe we don't have the storyline. So everything just picks up somewhere completely different and we don't think about any of this. Mm-hmm. But then, like, do we lose Heidi? Or then I was thinking, what if her and Cartman break up and then she goes back and then she's with all the girls and they're still against the boys?
Because we never got that whole civil war thing between the girls and the boys.
Right.
And that could easily re-blow up if Heidi and Cartman...
Right. Which is...
Can you imagine them as foes?
No, I can't. Because Heidi's so nice. Yeah, so that's the thing. She's so nice, but I do think... That could be really good because she's always been honest with him. Mm-hmm. And she's always asking, have you been honest with me? So who knows? So what do you think we'll see in season 20?
Well, gosh, now that we've talked it out, I guess there are a few things that can pop back up. If we get Heidi, I'm really wondering, will Garrison still be the president and that whole thing?
Right.
Maybe they'll back off of it entirely. I don't know.
Do you think we'll see the member berries?
I do.
Okay.
I do. They just can't not do it.
Right.
And... There's too much open-endedness that I feel like they could fit them in easily, right? Because we don't have any answers and because we still don't know what their motive was or why they were created or any of that. That could work in such an unexpected way. I feel like there's no way that they won't pop up.
Okay. Anything?
Fingers crossed.
Yes. I know, exactly. Is there anything else that you can think of that you'd want to see out of season 21?
I'm really curious about Bat Ike.
Yes,
I mean, he has these moments every season where you're like, uh-oh, mm-hmm. Ike's going to be a bad boy.
Right.
So if we could explore that, maybe he gets a girlfriend. I know he's had some exploits in the past that have proven to be quite hilarious.
Right.
So, yeah, I guess I could see, like, naughty, foul-mouthed Ike who's been sort of, who thrives on this bad behavior that his father encouraged him into. And now he's the villain.
Yeah.
Or he's the adversary.
What if Ike gets three other friends to act as
as
a new group of four kids and the original four
so cute.
get older?
Yeah, they get a little bit older and they realize, wow, we've had a bad... And they like sort of come to terms with all of their behavior over the past 20 seasons. And we get Kenny's little sister in there too. Like,
oh, yes.
Maybe a little bit of more family
that
in there.
That would be so cute.
Could be interesting. Could be cute.
And it would be fun to have kind of an intergender group.
Oh,
you know,
would be,
to have them be like
great.
Super young again and to have Kenny's sister there.
Yeah.
I like that idea, Mark.
That's a really good idea.
Yes.
It's so sad because, as I've been saying, this last episode really didn't, you know, solidify some of the things that I've been wondering about. So if we really go back to episodes that are just, you know, that aren't continuous.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we're never going to know what happens with Sheila and Gerald and Ike and Kyle, how they make up, what happens with the member berries, as I keep mentioning, and, you know, what happens with the trolls that are still in Denmark at Troll Trace.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we'll just never know.
They could give us these just little blurbs. I mean, the new season could open with Ike and Kyle still being grounded, you know, and that could be all. It could just be a, wow, well, we're still grounded, and that could be all you ever get, you know, but... They have to, right? I keep talking myself into that. We're going to get these answers.
Yeah. But I don't think we're going to have. So I'm just going to make up some answers in my head tonight before I go to bed.
You're going to rewrite it a little bit.
And then I'll wake up tomorrow and be like, okay, I can go on with life because I know exactly what's going on with South Park.
Love it.
Anything else that you want to add tonight for the South Park finale?
No, the game is supposed to be really, really, really good.
Yeah.
So I forget the name now, but it's a fancy
The Fractured Butthole.
That's what it is.
Oh, yes. I know. We saw the commercials.
Supposed to be good. So that'll tide some fans over in the meantime.
Yes.
Until next season.
Exactly. All right. Well, anything else other than that?
I don't think so, man. I hate to not be super gung-ho and be like, oh, that was awesome and this was great and all this. But you know what? It does leave us, obviously, we're very curious about season 21.
Right.
And that's the goal, is to get people to keep watching, and we will be doing that. So
yes. So thanks so much for joining us, everyone. We had an awesome time with South Park this season.
Shout out to Phil Svitek and Stephen Lemieux.
I know.
Who haven't been able to join us the last couple of weeks, but make sure you reach out to them at PD Svitek and at Stephen Lemieux on Twitter, and they'll want to know what you all thought about this episode tonight.
Exactly.
So shout out to the boys.
Yes, and thank them so much because they had so many theories about things, and I just loved hearing their takes on everything throughout the season. So it was great. So until next time, guys, you can find me, Jessie Zahner, online at Athletic, and tell everybody where they can find you.
And you guys can always hit me up at Christy Reports. Thank you so much for watching. Yeah. It was a fun season breaking it down.
Yes.
We had a good time.
Yes. So we will see you guys later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.